This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
This is the 2B2 Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Man, that those artisanal soaps, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess that's the technical term for homemade soap. Artisanal. Yeah. I actually bought some at a con one time at what was it? I think it was Alcon. And
was it the same people that were trying to get you to watch
Firefly? The tea.
Yeah.
Why is this? Let me check this real quick because it's pick right back. Yeah, look at that. Ha! We took a break and nobody even realized it. Yeah.
Punch in.
That's the professional term.
Yep.
Unless you're a producer that you and I worked with before, and I don't do punch ins.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why, but I don't do punch ins.
Compared to producing with me, which was
yeah,
we're gonna punch in
everything.
I'll even loop this so you we'll punch in at the same spot every time.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get this right.
All you gotta do is play this perfect one time and I'll just loop it over and over and over for at least a few bars. Yeah.
I was like the most musician friendly producer.
Yeah, no kidding.
An audio guy that I've ever.
And that other guy was the less musician friendly producer ever.
This is my stuff. This is what you're going to do with my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's got a great studio. I'm assuming that it's still there. I drive out all the time.
Yeah,
it's
still out there. He's still doing his thing.
Did you go to Arts and Jazz Fest yesterday?
I did. You did? That's why I'm not. Well, I'm still pink, but I'm not as. I don't tan.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like that's why I have tattoos, is so that way I can have at least some sort of color. Like as you can tell here, like. I've got some pink right up in here and right around over in here. I've got some pink. And that's just all just from I washed my truck today. And so washed it and dried it and all like that. And it was kind of funny because I was talking to this lady at work and said something about being pale. And she's like, you're not pale. Look at you. You actually have color. And I said, her name's Tina. First off, with her name being Tina, we always make the joke, Tina, eat your ham. You know, I told her, I was like, no, look, like, if you actually look, like, if you look at the underside of my arm here, it's really, really pale. The top side of the arm here looks like it's tan, but that's just because I'm so blasted hairy. Like, I mean, like, look at that, dude. It's like a, it's like a chihuahua, like, even more than that. Like, and then it's the freckles, too.
Well, yeah, I've never had dense hair growth except on my face and in my nose.
Yeah.
So.
You say on your nose?
In my nose.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, on your nose. Like, you had, like,
I have two hairs that grow out of my nose that I have to, like, pluck those.
I found an ear hair the other day, like, growing off the top of my ear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm only 41, man. Yeah. What the hell? Like, that's not supposed to happen
yet. I have one, it's my right ear that I can sit there and pluck hair out of for an entire week. And it's just every time I do it, there's, like, some wiry, like, at least an inch and a half long hair.
Yeah.
That's white and just doesn't even feel like the texture of any hair on my body.
That's weird.
Ever.
Do you get those, like, really super thick hairs in your beard?
No, I wish I did.
I occasionally get
a silver one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a nice silver. Yeah, I try to keep it as much as I can.
I occasionally get a silver one also. Whereas, like, one whole side of my beard is white.
Yeah, but I want that, and I don't have that.
I wonder if this will pick up on the microphone if I go. Yeah, it is kind of just a little bit.
Yeah, I shaved. Well, I didn't shave. I don't have any beard oil in, and I showered last night after I got back from the arts and jazz. So, like, you get the beard dandruff if you do that.
Oh,
so.
God, yeah. Yeah, I've been making my own, like, beard shampoo and beard oil and all like that. I need to order the wax and crap to make the
dude. I'll tell you
balm
what.
Stuff.
I've got. Are you using beeswax?
Yeah.
Don't order any, man. I'll give you like. I've got an entire bag full of beeswax. I'll give you like half the bag.
Heck yeah, dude.
Because that's expensive.
It's
not super bad, but it's expensive, and I'm not going to be. And beeswax doesn't go bad. So
oh,
it's like,
yeah. No, I knew it didn't. Yeah, to our listeners out there with beards who go out and spend a lot of money on expensive beard products and stuff, don't do that. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
You're talking, like, to two of the cheapest men on the planet.
Oh, yeah. You can go and, like, I think my initial investment to make my oil and stuff like that was maybe $30. I just went to Drug Emporium and picked up a bunch of, yep, you know, stuff. It was like maybe $30, $40. And good God, man, I couldn't tell you how many bottles I've made now. I bought one little glass bottle to fill up.
Yeah, no, I didn't even do that. I worked at the vape shop at the time. So, I was so like, hey, can I get a couple of 30
I didn't even bottles? Think about that. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I bought like fancy little brown glass, yeah, like looking like old school medicine bottle type thing that I keep it in.
Yeah, that's what we were. That's what we had our stuff
in. Yeah, and then so, I make my shampoo also. And that's then, cool. Yeah, and yeah, it's got tea tree oil in it. So if I do get that beard dandruff stuff, then it knocks it right out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Adam.
Steven and Michael are fired this week, so this is Dave and Adam.
The contractor came in after being gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, this is Dave and Adam. We usually do the video game thing. I've just been like crazy busy. It's been
so have I.
An insane go around to where it's like just yesterday. Here was my day yesterday. I wanted to get out to Arts and Jazz Fest. I couldn't make it out to Arts and Jazz Fest, but I just yesterday itself, I had to, it's so odd. Like I've had multiple, you know, I've always owned a pickup because I'm tall. So I need a large vehicle to drive because riding in a small car isn't very comfortable or trying to drive a small car isn't very comfortable. So yeah. I've always had a large vehicle. So I've always had a truck usually. Well, driving a truck, you always have people ask you to move nonstop. It's like one of those things that's like, you know, one day it's going to rain and one day if you have a truck, somebody's going to ask you to help them move. So it's like, I've helped tons of people move. I've never had somebody ask me to come help them unpack. And that was like, had that happened yesterday where a buddy of mine was like, hey, can you come help me unpack? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? Remembering one of my hated things of moving is the packing / unpacking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind the moving, the carrying stuff out, loading it into the back of the truck, driving it over, unloading it, carrying it in, just saying, where do you want it? Over there. There we go. You know, that's fine. But then whenever it comes to the unpacking stuff, no, man, that job sucks.
Yeah. Well, last night, I sent you that picture earlier today. I put those shelves together from midnight on to this morning, and then I spent this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wiring things to where they didn't look horrible.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So I, you know, got the Velcro strips and yeah. I was, you know, stripping the cables. And for those of you who don't know, I've got on that, you only saw 8 consoles. There's actually 10 consoles.
I was going to say,
it's
a pretty impressive photo, man. Like, and it's so like, so great. Oh yeah. Going back to it. Like, so I did the helping my buddy unpack. Then I had a union party for work that I had to go make an appearance at. That, like, since I'm a shop steward and on the executive board, like, I had to go to. I don't guess I had to, but it was highly encouraged that I go and make an appearance. So I went to that thing. Then I had another buddy's 40th birthday. That all happened yesterday. So my Saturday was just loaded. Didn't get a chance to get out to
Arts
and Jazz. But going to what you were talking about, the shelving is so nice. It's one of those things you don't really want to spend money on, but once you get it's set up and get it organized and you're like, yeah, man.
What was the shelving in here? It was cause I was like, man, I just got to break down and go get some shelves. Yeah. And the shelves weren't as expensive as what I thought they were going to be. But my problem was that I knew what the dimensions were. I know what the sizes mean.
Yeah.
I know what the numbers mean in the size, but I just didn't visualize it in my head very well. And so these things are about twice as big as what I thought I was getting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's cool, but it's also like, oh man, I had to go take out like pictures off the wall and all this other stuff. So I've got to reconfigure the whole.
It just means room to grow.
Well, yeah. My wife looked at it and she's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, okay. I'm coming up with a plan. I'm coming up with a plan. It's going to take a couple weeks.
You look at her and say, look, sugar booger, I got this. I don't know what you call your wife, but this sugar booger sound like a good one. Like, hey, sugar.
Well, yeah. So I have a quick story. There's a Jersey Mike's just recently opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to Jersey Mike's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've never been to a Jersey Mike's. So after I put the shelves together, got the systems hooked up, all the stuff set up. We cleaned house, so we're all ready for tomorrow to go to work and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you know, once we finished housework and all that stuff, my wife was like, I'm hungry. So this leads into the very stereotypical, what do you want? I don't know, conversation. But we get past that pretty quickly. Cause I was like, I want a hamburger. What do you want? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. Jersey Mike's just opened up. Let's try Jersey Mike's. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Great.
Let's get a Philly cheesesteak.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it. I've heard that's the thing to get.
Either Chipotle Philly cheesesteak is pretty amazing, and I'll tell you how to get it right now. Like, you know, I don't like onions, and I don't like bell peppers. I love peppers, but bell peppers can go take a flying leap off a cliff. They're a worthless pepper. They taste like crap. They have no heat. They're worthless. They shouldn't even be called a pepper. But I have them hold the onions and bell peppers off it, but add jalapenos.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to go.
Dude, it's amazing. But then again, jalapenos are vegetable candy, so
yeah.
Well, anyways, and yeah,
I don't believe you have GERD, so
no.
I do.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds pretty it's pretty heinous.
It's heinous, and things that rhyme with heinous it are involved.
Okay. Fireball.
So, yeah. So we went out there. She got the typical, like, whatever, turkey cheese, whatever sandwich. Yeah. And I'm looking on the menu, and they have a Reuben. And I'm like, oh, dude, I haven't had a Reuben in a couple years.
Yeah.
It's one of those sandwiches I love.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't eat very often. And there's not a whole lot of places in our area that serve actual Reuben sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I want the Reuben. And then the question.
Should have done both hands. I want the Reuben.
Yeah, like, I want the Reuben.
Like, you're praising it. Bring me the Reuben. Anyways.
Well, my brain shut down for a second because he then proceeds to ask, after I order a Reuben sandwich, what kind of bread do you want?
Isn't it supposed to be on rye bread?
It's, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I don't even eat Reubens, and I know that. Yeah. But anyways.
I've had Reuben sandwiches on two different types of bread. Rye bread.
Yeah.
And marbled rye bread.
Yeah.
Today was a new day, and I've now had a Reuben sandwich on just regular white bread.
Really?
And it was because I ordered the Reuben thinking, this is what I'm going to get. This is the Reuben. He asked me for the bread. My wife's looking at me like I'm a complete moron, and I'm like, no, it's a Reuben.
Yeah.
There's no choice in bread. Just, you get it on rye. Yeah. That's it. It's corned beef, like
sauerkraut.
And rye bread. That is a Reuben. There's not much to it. And they're both looking at me like, aren't you going to pick a bread? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
There's no bread to pick.
Yeah.
No, I had to get it on white bread.
So they don't have rye bread there at Jersey Mike's?
No, they have like white wheat and like rosemary, like cheddar bread or something.
What type of heathen paganistic buttholes are they? Good God. Like, so, no, that is kind of ridiculous. Like, we're going to offer a sandwich, but we're not going to give you the bread that the sandwich is traditionally served on.
So I almost wanted to turn into that guy. I was like, okay, so technically you don't have a Reuben sandwich. You have corned beef and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And Uben.
Yeah.
Because you drop off the R because there's no rye bread.
There is so, no so rye Uben, bread in it. Yeah.
It's an Uben sandwich.
So, but yeah, it was one of those moments where like, oh, I must be the butthole in the room because everybody's looking at me like I'm an a-hole, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no, you know,
it's felt normal though. Right? Yeah. No, it's kind of funny because like you said that and like, yeah, I was driving back. I had like a little bit of downtime when I was driving back from helping my buddy unpack and stuff. And like, I'm starving because I hadn't eaten yet. And I was like, dude, what the crap am I going to do for food? So I decided I'd stop by Metzler's and get a German plate. And it's, you know, it's bratwurst, German sausage, German potato salad, and then
well, German sauerkraut. Fest is going on too.
In God, right know now. It, man. Yeah.
There's too much stuff. You can't like do it.
Yeah.
You can't go.
Plus, I'm like, I'd love to go up there sometime, but everybody tells me like it's a pain in the butt, dude, because there's a ton of people to go up there. You can't hardly, it's kind of like Jazz Fest where there's no place to park. There's a ton of people that go up there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you try to leave, you know, the cops are, you know, thick as thieves up there. I don't know what I'm trying to think of a good analogy to go with that, but I couldn't think of anything. But like the cops are super thick and they're just like basically pulling everybody over because all that they do is go up there and just get like super hammered and like.
I mean, it's the perfect like trap, right?
Oh, well,
we gotta make quota We've missed quota for 6 months. Let's have German Fest.
Yeah, let's have German Fest. We'll put it at the end of the month so that way we get to meet our monthly quota and then get a jump start on May.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
don't
is.
Don't tell me there's no quota. We all know that there is one. I don't know. I can't say that. Yeah, so I guess yesterday was a sauerkrauty type of day, or this weekend, since you had sauerkraut earlier than I had it just yesterday. So whenever they do the Reuben, do they heat up the sauerkraut on it?
It was one of their baked sandwiches. Oh, okay. It was heated up, but here's the thing. Sauerkraut needs to be sour.
Yeah.
This was the sweetest sauerkraut I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, that's not right, man.
And especially if you're going to have sweet sauerkraut, put it on rye bread. There's a reason. There's a taste reason why the bread goes with the sauerkraut, goes with the corned beef. It's
all paired, man.
Yeah. Because corned beef is kind of a sweet meat.
Yeah.
Just on its own, it's a sweet meat.
Yeah. That corned beef got a sweet
meat. Where'd you see the sweet meats?
Mama said I got sweet meat. But no, it drives me crazy whenever somebody tries to give you like cold sauerkraut. Like, you ever had somebody try to give you cold? Like, you go to like, say you go to the ballpark and get like a hot dog or whatever, and they've got like, they have the community chest sauerkraut that you can put on your hot dog.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. Like, first off, it's supposed to be warm. Second off, that's kind of out in the middle of public to where people can just do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying anybody's going to drop a Rohifenol in the middle of the sauerkraut.
It's sour snout at that point in time.
Exactly. But, like, you know, somebody could just walk by and just, you know, sneeze all up in the sauerkraut or, you know, pick their ear and dick their pinky down in the sauerkraut or something. Yeah.
Get a little tater in the salad there.
Right. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm okay with cold sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Like, out of, like, from the jar, out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Depending on the food type.
I can't do it, dude. It's got to be heated up.
But heated on, like, sandwiches and... I don't know. There's scenarios where I'm okay with both.
Yeah.
So I'm probably the odd guy out on that one, though.
I got you. So last time you and I talked was one of our video game episodes, and we had been talking about Ready Player One. And now you and I have never officially talked about Ready Player One, and granted, that's an older movie that came out, you know, the beginning of April, and here we are the beginning of May. What was your thought on Ready Player One?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I understood that from the book to the movie, there's absolutely no way you're going to be able to get everything in there.
Yeah.
The book is much darker.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. That's one thing that I said that I was kind of surprised with. Like, to me, you could almost take what they did with what we got, which don't get me wrong. I'm very happy with what we got. Like, I went and saw it with Michael. And I looked at him during the middle of the movie and I was like, this is kind of odd. This is one of the first times that I've ever been really disappointed in a movie and really, really liked the movie at the same time. But
it's definitely an adaptation.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to see certain things from the book. Like, I understand why they kind of had to cut corners, because if they would have done everything like it was done in the book, you'd be sitting there for 6 hours in a movie theater, probably, you know?
Well, there was that. One of the things I remember from the movie was you start seeing spaceships right away, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna see spaceships, and we don't really see spaceships.
Did you hear the sound of the TIE fighter?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah. That's as what I said. I don't know if I said it just a second ago. Like, my brain's kind of fried because I've been out in the sun a lot. But you could take the movie that we got, and they could make a second Ready Player One movie based on the same book and get a completely, totally different movie.
Yeah, they could.
You know, I really enjoyed it. I understood why they made the decisions that they did. Of course, you know, like, there was a lot of things I would have loved to seen. I would have loved to seen at least some sort of D&D presence in there, but it wasn't even brought up. And I'm guessing that was all just before. Yeah, I guess, you know, just because they couldn't get the licenses.
It could have been a licensing thing. There was, you know, because we did the, was it the last show that we did where we went through Ready Player One, the book, and here's the scenes that we want to see. And almost every scene that you and I discussed never showed up in the movie.
No, dude, right? That's when I was like, son of a bitch. Like, that's just like, damn it. But like I said, I'm not like disappointed with what we got. I still really, really enjoyed the movie, and I'll buy it whenever it comes out. I went out and saw it twice, you know, just one time just to see the movie, and second time to like really kind of catch pieces. Like sitting there at one point in time, and where they use the Zemeckis cube, you hear part of the Back to the Future theme.
Yeah.
And so things like that, like seeing on the second time around, I was able to pick up and catch. And I was like, oh, okay, that's really cool, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that I'm sure I won't go see it again in the theater. I'll just wait till it comes out on home video or whatever. And then I'll get it whenever it comes out on home video, because like I said, I'm sure that there's more stuff in there that totally you're missing. But
yeah, oh yeah, no, that's a movie that if you're someone who likes to like look around and pick out references, this is a good movie to do that
That's
the entire book, the entire movie is that way.
Yeah.
I was describing to a buddy of mine who had read the book, they haven't seen the movie yet. And I said, well, you have to understand the movie is skewed for a different audience than what the book is.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, because he's in our age group, you know, like 40-ish. And I was like, well, the book specifically talks about things from our childhood, and the movie, well, it does make reference to that, they don't really touch on it as deeply as what you would like.
Yeah.
There's no war games.
No, there's no would you like to play a game. Yeah, I was that was one that like I said, I was really kind of hoping that we'd see that, just because the whole fact
it did get replaced by The Shining.
Yeah,
though. So yeah. And that could have been licensing. That could have been, well, we're not going to try to go recreate Matthew Broderick's face.
Yeah.
Or there's.
But they wouldn't have had to recreate Matthew Broderick's face, because he was playing as Matthew Broderick.
Well, or Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
Or some of the other, you know, what's his name? Dabney Coleman. Dabney Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Dabney Coleman was.
Okay.
And had that.
That's why I was getting Cloak and Dagger mixed up, because he's in.
I completely forgot he was in Cloak and Dagger and 9 to 5.
Yeah, he was.
What a way to make a living. There's going to
be a remake of that.
Oh, are they doing a remake of 9 to 5?
Yeah, they're doing a remake of 9 to 5.
Oh, what the hell? I wonder if Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton will make like cameos in it.
Probably.
Or is Lily Tomlin even still alive?
Yeah, she is. She's doing she's got a Netflix show.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, she does. She's got it with the, what's her name? The workout chick, doesn't she? Jane Fonda. Isn't it Jane Fonda that's on there?
Yeah, it's Jane Fonda.
Yeah. I just remember that. That was like every mom in the 80s had that Jane 80s Fonda.
Kid, yeah, that's what Jane, workout that's what tape. To us, that's what Jane Fonda was. It was the Jane Fonda workout.
Or yeah, whatever. Yeah. We didn't know her as the, you know, Vietnamese supporter, traitor to the United States,
yeah.
Whatever it was. I don't even know what all she did. I just know she, I think
your
she
podcast is too right sided. You guys are alt right. All right, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like I said, I don't even know anything about that, guys. Don't get mad at me. Good Lord. Yeah. but you also went and saw Avengers on Thursday.
I did, man. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much I can talk about because you haven't seen it yet.
Go right ahead. Just don't tell anybody. Just don't tell me people who died. Okay. Because I know that there's some deaths in this one. I know that. So I don't tell me characters that died.
Here's what I'll state with it. Yeah. Now, I'm a big Marvel guy. I've read the Infinity Gauntlet, which is what this is loosely based on. And what I've said to people who know the book and know the characters and stuff, because they're like, how are they doing it? Because what's in the book and what's in the characters that are in the movie are barely even related.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they do some stuff from the comic that I really, really like that they put in the movie, and that they were able to hit some of these bigger points. So, for example, and this isn't spoiling anything because it's in the trailer, but Hulk crashes through the Sanctum.
Yeah.
Well, in the comic, it's Silver Surfer. So they just essentially kind of replace the character in that. There's one scene that I really, really love. Again, I don't think I'm spoiling anything here. But in the comic, Nebula is being tortured throughout the book. And she actually has a bigger part in the comic.
Yeah. Which one is Nebula? Is she the green one or the purple?
She's the bluish purple one. Yeah. It's like in the, she's kind of,
she's
a
hot
robot.
One, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Karen Gillan is who plays
her. Yeah.
That. Yeah. She's cute. So,
I mean, the other chick's not shabby either, but no. Like if I had my choice, I'd totally take Nebula.
I'm a Doctor Who fan, and I watched her throughout.
Oh, is she in Doctor Who?
Yeah, she was in the Matt Smith run. So when when the 10th Doctor went to the 11th Doctor, she was the new companion, and she stuck with him for most of that run.
Yeah, I kind of dropped off at that one.
Yeah, I don't. I
you showed me the episode with the Spitfires flying in outer space, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Yeah, I was I remember talking about that, and I was like, there's no air, so how do propellers work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That suspension of disbelief I couldn't get past that.
Yeah, that was like I can you know, there's times where I can suspend the you know, suspend things whenever it's supposed to be a completely totally different universe and all like this, and a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I can totally be like, okay, I'll give passes to some of those things, but whenever it's
propellers in space, I can't
do it.
My brain shuts down.
Yeah.
It's like having a Reuben without any
without any rye bread. It's like having an Uben.
But anyway, in the comic, she's being tortured. Now, it's a different version of torture. It's a different type of torture throughout the book. But in the movie, she does get tortured by Thanos. And it's a different scenario. Everything, but it happened. So I'm like, oh, they pulled that from the comic. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, half the universe dies. That's in the comic. That's cool. His motivations are a little different, but it's the same end result.
Okay.
So it's like they try to give him a bit more personality, because in the comic he's his motivation essentially for doing it is sort of impressing Death.
Yeah.
Death is personified in the comic books as a chick. And so he's in love with Death.
Yeah.
So he's trying to impress her, so he takes out half the universe. Here it's a bit more believable, I think, from today's standpoint, where he's doing the math and he's figured, well, the universe has all these like finite resources. And the population just keeps on growing and growing and growing. So the only answer to this is to wipe out half the population.
Yeah.
So same result, different motivations, but I think this one's a bit more relatable for audiences.
Okay.
So
you think it's like headed towards a reboot?
Not a reboot. I think they're going to continue on, but where major players are going to die in the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're not going to reboot them. They're going to continue them on.
Yeah.
But they're going to they're trying to push in the new
core
superheroes.
Yeah, like Doctor Strange, Black Panther.
Yeah, Spider-Man. All of those characters. They're trying to make a little bit more space from them.
Okay.
And honestly, with I have very few complaints about the movie. The ones that I do, I thought Tony Stark was really annoying.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that I'm an Iron Man guy.
Yeah, so I was about to say, I was going to say, I was like, that's kind of shocking since I know that you're an Iron Man dude and you actually love the Tony Stark or the Robert Downey Jr. portrayal.
Yeah, his portrayal of him has been great over the years, but in this one, because that's, you kind of open with them.
Yeah.
With him and Pepper doing a little back and forth or whatever, and you're just like, okay. He's obnoxious now to the point where I'm like, I just don't really... when are you guys gonna kill him off?
Yeah.
it's kind of what was in my head.
Yeah.
It's a bit long. We're getting into a weird age where movies are running. Either I'm just old or these movies are too long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just damn kids get out of my yard. I don't know in my head. I don't know where I'm at with that. Cause even my wife like cut out about, you know, an hour 45 in, she's just like, she threw a blanket over her head and started texting. I'm like, okay. So, and it's not a bad movie. And a lot of people are comparing it to Empire, which I guess in the scheme of things, it's the Empire of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
But, overall, I thought it was okay.
But it's the third Avengers movie, right? Yeah. Cause there's, Avengers and
Age of Ultron. And then you also have like Avengers 2.5,
which is Civil War. Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why. I was going to say, man, like I've been
in a and Civil War is so much better than Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
and that was.
And see, I've liked, and I can honestly say I've liked all Marvel movies up to Civil War. And then the only reason why I disliked Civil War was all because of the fact that it should have just been labeled another Avengers movie. That was not a Captain America movie. That should, like, it's, I mean, like, Cap was kind of your main focus on it, but then there was also a ton of other Avengers all grouped in there with it. So to me, it should have just been another, like you said, Avengers 2.5.
Yeah, I think they should have gotten the...
Or just dropped Age of Ultron and just...
Age of Ultron is just not a very strong movie, in my opinion. It's okay. It's a good little popcorn flick or whatever.
Yeah.
But you didn't feel... You didn't care for Quicksilver. Like, he was there and he died and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Ultron was okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't really feel like the threat.
I liked the... I did like the voice... and I can't think of the dude's name that did the voice of Ultron. Oh, played Robert California in The Office.
Yeah.
Some of that other show. Damn it. What's the dude's name, man? Okay. I'm DB. Here we go. I'll let you vamp for a little bit and let you talk.
So in the movie, there's some really great scenes. One of the things that they did that they, I was kind of curious as to what they were going to do with some of this. Was how are you going to have all of these characters in one movie? And they basically break them up into teams, and it's a movie essentially made up of B plots.
Yeah. So James
Spader.
Sorry.
Nope, that's great.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but like, I just like that was driving me out the wall, dude. Like, anyways. So yeah.
So yeah, it's made up of a bunch of B plots. Now there is something that I had a bit of an issue with, and I think I'm the only person that did. So you have in one scene you have Tony Stark, you've got Doctor Strange, you've got Spider-Man, you've got Star-Lord, and you got, like, all this snark from all the different movies, right? Yeah. So you have snark, so I was like, Tony Snark, Spider-Snark, Doctor Snark, and Snark-Lord, right. All in the same scene, and for me, it just wasn't working.
What?
It's just like, there was just too much, because when you break it down...
Yeah.
Marvel's done a really great job with their movies, but they've always got the snark character.
Oh yeah,
and so like maybe that's Rocket for some people in you know Guardians or whatever, but yeah. Star-Lord still got that snark level to him.
Yeah,
and so it's just sort of after a while, I was just kind of like, yeah, this who's the snarkiest of the snarks, and I'm just like. Snark. Snarf. It's Snark Week, you know?
Snarf.
Like,
yeah. What cartoon character that was
it? That was Snarf. That was
what was that from?
Thundercats.
Okay, Snarf. Yeah. Snarf. Anyway, sorry, my bad. Like, it's easy for me to get sidetracked like that. Yeah, like I said, going back to what I was saying just a minute ago, like, Civil War was kind of where, like, Marvel really hit the wall for me. And, like, they kind of dropped off. Like, I'll just come out and say, I really did not like Guardians 2, which really kind of sucks because my favorite Marvel movie, probably to date right now, is the first Guardians. Like, and that one was, and I think maybe just because that one surprised me so much, I was like, what? Guardians of the Galaxy? Really? Like, okay. Well, and then I went and saw it on a whim one night by myself. It's like a Sunday. I didn't have to work that Monday. And I was like, I'll go check it out and was blown away by it.
I'm kind of curious because I haven't talked to anybody about this.
Yeah.
But this is the general sort of thought. Most people really love the first Guardians.
Yeah.
Didn't really like the second Guardians. I love both of them equally.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people that just do that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious on what in Guardians 2 didn't you like?
It just was just so drawn out. It seemed to me like... I don't know if it was just that the story was, it's not that the story was too complex. It's just that the story was too long. Like, cause that movie seemed like it was really, really long. I don't know.
I can see that because we have gotten to a point where movies are like 2 hours, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we're almost at a point where every movie is The Hobbit and you're just like, I can't do that.
God, man.
So.
Return of the King was horrible, but I mean, I liked the movie, but seeing it in the theater was god awful because it had like four or five endings where you're like, this is it. I get to go. I got to piss.
I got to pee. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
ending number five. Yeah.
Oh my God. And then I didn't really care for Guardians 2. Really didn't. I liked Ragnarok, but in the scheme of all the Marvel movies, it's down at the bottom also with Guardians 2.
Yeah. Like, now I really liked Guardians 2, and I think a lot of it has to do with my headspace with my family.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, you know, both my parents are not well physically. So I'm in that headspace where it's like, oh, my dad, you know, or my mom.
Yeah.
In both cases. And that, you know, whole like, you know, son and dad playing catch with a ball energy kind of thing. I thought was kind of cool. And Yondu, dude, I tear up every single time. Every time I watch it, I know it's coming when Yondu dies.
Yeah.
And I'm like a bawling baby every time. And I'm not that
Mary
dude.
Mary Poppins, bitch.
Yeah, Mary Poppins, y'all. Yeah, I love it, dude. So I think for me, I think in particular, I'm in that headspace. Like, Wolverine, old man Logan was like that for me with Professor X dying.
Yeah.
And then eventually Logan dying. It's family.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm in that headspace right now.
I can dig it. I can understand that.
So I loved Guardians.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm in the minority with that one, which is sort of odd. Now, I agree with you on Ragnarok. I enjoyed Ragnarok. Again, it's a good, fun popcorn movie.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this much. The end of Ragnarok is right where you start off at in Avengers.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it is a continuation from Ragnarok, essentially. Yeah.
I hate the term popcorn movie, by the way. Like that. Well, I mean, I understand it that people are like, oh, well, it's just all about flash and glitz and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, I understand that. But that's kind of one of the reasons why you go see movies at times, too. Like, you don't have to go to a movie to think about it and have it change your life or anything like that.
Well, and that's usually what I mean is that you can go and turn off your brain and watch a movie and enjoy it. And when I say popcorn, that's exactly what I mean. There are some movies that aren't.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, this Avengers movie is not.
Oh, what, a popcorn movie?
Popcorn movie. It is for me because...
Now, who directed this one? I'm sorry.
The Russos. This was Civil War, Winter Soldier.
Okay. Crazy is because I loved Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's not a popcorn movie.
No, it's not. But
like, you have to pay attention and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing movie. And they did Civil War, and I really like... The Russos do some things very, very well. And the amount of cast that they have to deal with from Winter Soldier to Civil War, and those action scenes were fantastic. I kind of missed out on that. I feel like we missed out on that as an audience in this newest Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Because the volume is so big, there's so many people, we kind of just went back to, here's an army of CG guys.
Yeah.
And go fight the CG guys. And so it's... The fight scenes, in my opinion, again, kind of boring because we've seen it I don't know how many times before.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that I was like, man, we didn't get the Russo closed-in fights that were really well choreographed.
Yeah.
Because those fights were amazing. In both Winter Soldier and Civil War, they were really good fight scenes. So we don't get that in this one. Okay. And probably because... You're trying to move a story along. The other thing to keep in mind, this is Thanos' movie. This isn't anybody else's movie.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind as well, that you're following the narrative of the bad guy.
Okay. Yeah. That was one thing I was talking about the other day. I think I was at work and I was talking with some people and it's like, you know, you have all these superhero movies and stuff. And I'm, you know, I've seen most of them, you know, minus the DC ones or whatever. Like poor DC, they just can't seem to hit it. For me, for some reason, like, I keep wondering why, when they get into, like, certain areas of the film, it's all, like, sepia toned and they always, like, overdo the slow motion way too much. But then again, like, I get why they do the slow motion. I understand that, like, that's them trying to give you the effect of the big splash page in the comic or whatever.
And that's something that DC has done well, or, at least Snyder and company have done well, is that they have splash page scenes or cover scenes.
Yeah.
If you just watch the movie and you know what to look for, you do see, you know, Dark Knight cover page.
Yeah.
In the way the film is shot. Marvel hasn't really cared about that. They've been able to build up differently from their comics. DC can't hit it because they haven't put the time in.
Yeah.
We're looking at 10 years, 18 movies. Now we're getting into Thanos. A decade later. So Marvel has put the time in to build up all of these characters, and that's why DC is having such a hard time trying to find that point. Because you know, as far as I'm concerned, like I was one of the, like, I'm one of the few people that defended Batfleck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
well, I'm right there with you, because I keep saying that you don't cast Batman. Batman is the suit. Batman is the cowl. Batman is the Batmobile and whatever toys he has. Whereas you cast an actor to play Bruce Wayne.
True.
And to me, Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne is freaking brilliant. You know, that's my opinion. Crucify me if you want to, but like every movie that you see him play, he's always playing
smarmy kind of a-hole.
Yeah, exactly.
And you need that to be Bruce Wayne to a certain extent. Now they're doing a different Bruce Wayne, an older
more, Bruce Wayne,
learned more, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But he still has to have that kind of like, he's still putting on the persona of being Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Which seems like it's more of like the, what was it? The Dark Knight Rises. That was the, where he's the old man basically.
It's just Dark Knight.
Is it Dark Knight? Okay.
Yeah, the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Dark Knight. He's based off of that one a lot. And pretty much every iteration of Batman that we've seen since the 89 Batman has been based off of that Batman comic in some way or the other. But we now finally have one that is suit accurate. Affleck's a little younger than what he needs to be for the character.
Yeah. I do like the gray temples that they gave him.
Yeah, it's to me that doesn't work, but but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But the suit is dead on, is spot on for that comic, and it looks really good, and I like that design. I love the 89 Batman design.
Yeah.
It's like out of all the suits, that one's my main favorite.
Oh, yeah.
But for what we have today, that's a really good suit, and that's a really good way to do it.
I think anybody our age is always going to take the 89 Batman over any of the others just because, you know, that was the first.
I don't know, man. There's so many people that like the Batman Begins timeline of movies that there's people who will fight me tooth and nail to tell me that suit was better than any others. And I was like, no, it pushes his face out.
Yeah, well, it's got the bubble head on it, too.
Yeah.
It made him look like the helmet that he had always kind of looked like a bubble head. But that 89 Batman was just so streamlined looking. And
that was apparently like one of the worst suits to ever have on.
Oh, well, yeah, you couldn't turn your head.
It was like thick rubber.
Yeah, it's not great for crime fighting at all.
You could at least take hits. Man. Yeah, somebody could punch you and be like, I'll take it.
You're going to get blindsided for sure because you can't turn your head. But hey, yeah, I look cool while I'm doing it.
But Michael Keaton acted the hell out of Batman.
Oh, hell yeah, he did.
Like, you, as an audience member, and we know this because we're nerds and we've read stuff and we're like Batman, all this stuff. But, you know, he acted the hell out of that character. We didn't think about him not turning his head.
Yeah.
He just moved. He pivoted like that's like the way he would have.
Well, he worked the costume good enough that it didn't seem unnatural.
Yeah.
And that's to me, that's what it is. Is the actor working the costume instead of the costume working the actor.
Yeah.
So he worked a costume enough, good enough to where you didn't think about, well, holy crap, he just turned his whole body instead of turning his head, because you don't think about that. Like, but
So speaking of costumes,
yeah,
one of the parts that I, again, this is my opinion, weakest point in this movie. So you can tell that there is a team that's working on the Iron Man suit and Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
There's a team of people that are working on him. That's their A guys. Because this Iron Man suit is my favorite. We're finally getting into a point where we're getting into Extremis armor or Bleeding Edge.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which we should have had back when Iron Man 3, when they were doing the Extremis storyline.
Yeah.
Or Extremis, if you're... God, that drove me nuts. Yeah. But... but that's one of the best, to me, one of the best Marvel stories.
Yeah.
And it stuck with Iron Man throughout his run, is the Extremis storyline. And when they did the movie, they were subverting expectations. So the 10 rings that they had been building up with for the first Iron Man movie was all a farce. The Mandarin was a farce.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. And then Iron Man doesn't get the Extremis to get the Extremis armor, which is a big part of that comic book.
Yeah.
Because it's basically programmed. Like, imagine if you were you're rolling your D&D character and you don't have to roll.
Yeah.
You just pick what you want and you have it.
Yeah.
Like, here, I want, you know.
I want 20 strength and
yeah.
Whatever.
I want plus 18 charisma. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, I've programmed it. I have it. I am this character now. That's how extremist works.
Oh,
is that it,
okay.
It was designed for one thing. Tony Stark essentially hacks it and gets the ability to do his upgrades as Iron Man.
Yeah.
And so that's how the comic book worked.
Well, see, I remember the motion comic being on Netflix, like, back in the day.
Motion comic is, yeah, that is
the comic. They took that off, though, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, but it's an amazing story. The artwork's fantastic.
Yeah.
But we're finally getting to that point where he's doing the suit that way. Where before, you know, he's it's been sectional and, you know, he had the suitcase suit, which I loved because I was an old comic book fan.
Yeah.
So I loved the suitcase suit because that's what he used to carry around was that stupid briefcase. And then when he had to, like, emergency change, that's what he used. But it was more like cloth. In the comics, it was a cloth that he just slip on like a Spider-Man suit.
Or something. Oh, okay.
But they did it like a mechanical suit, so it was cool. And this one, we're getting the Bleeding Edge extremist suit where it comes out of somewhere,
yeah,
wraps around him, and he forms different weapons, or like if he needs a boost while he's flying, he can clap his legs together and his legs mold into one big giant
booster
and yeah. Shoots him off. So it's really cool to finally see that with the Iron Man armor. Thanos looks fantastic. The motion capture, the Brolin face, everything is done very well.
Yeah.
Now, where they mess up
is having him as Cable also?
No, it's, sorry, I can't it's resist. The Black Order. I've read more of the modern like Thanos stories, and that's when I've seen them. But I don't remember the Black Order being from the older comics.
Yeah,
that could just be my brain not working. But there's a character that's there in the movie Proxima Midnight. She's CG. There's absolutely no reason why that character needed to be CG.
Yeah,
and she looks awful.
Really?
She looks amazingly bad. She's about the same size as a human. Her facial features are human. They just could have slapped some paint on somebody and put a helmet with some horns on it, and there you go.
Yeah.
You got Proxima Midnight. No.
Did she look as bad as Steppenwolf?
Yeah.
And because, dude, Steppenwolf, I tried watching. I keep going to it because like
it's Justice League.
Justice League. I can't remember the name of that stupid movie, man. I tried watching Justice League because I've dug some of the DC stuff. Like I like the Superman movies, even though everybody got pissed off because they destroyed the entire city or whatever. I was like, I didn't really think about that. I was just enjoying the movie. But again, like you said, a popcorn flick where you can just shut your brain off and just watch them fight. And it's like, oh, cool. They brought back Zod, you know, or whatever. But you know, and then I see Steppenwolf, and
that was the one thing. Unless I hear it like kneel before Zod, like I'm not gonna like you.
Come, son of Jor-El,
yeah,
kneel before Zod, yeah, dude.
It's got to be the yeah,
yeah. No, I feel you, but like I started watching Justice League, you know, and like they introduce Steppenwolf like pretty soon in the movie is what it seems like, and I was sitting there looking at him, I was like, dude. Did they spend so much money on everything else that they just couldn't render him enough or something, or just?
So what I'm going to say is when you go to watch Avengers, watch, because Thanos is CG.
Yeah. Like
they did facial capture with Brolin or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's CG, but his CG is so good. It's head over heels better than what Steppenwolf had no emotion.
Yeah.
I
know it. Yeah.
It was just, you're just sitting there going, okay. God of War 4 looks pretty awesome. You know, like,
dude, I can't wait to play God of War 4, by the way. I've got to get it, but.
Oh, I've got a buddy. He went and got, like, the special edition.
Yeah.
And he brought the Kratos statue to work.
Really?
That's on his desk. And I was like, awesome.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, I just actually spent 8 hours off and on whenever I had a little downtime. Somebody had done, like, all the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a PS4. I'm not going to. I've already got. I'm trying to figure out where to put all my consoles at already, so I don't really need to go get another one. I'm
sure
my wife would love that. So I watched the cutscenes, and I was like, it's a father and son story.
Yeah.
Again, I'm like, this is pretty awesome.
Everybody tells me that they need a hug button, though. like apparently, like, that's like, most of my friends are dads, so like, everybody's been telling me that it's been playing it, and they're like, dude, like, you feel so bad for little kid because you just want to have like a hug button, just like a hug. Like he goes all the time. He's just over there going like, boy. And I wanted to be like, oh, it's supposed to be back. And I think they're Vikings this time around or whatever.
We're in the Celtic. We're in the Viking.
Territory. They're in the Viking territory. And it's like, you know, they showed emotion, but not a whole heck of a lot.
There's a lot of like the kid says something and then Kratos is about to put his hand on his shoulder. And then, you know, kind of there's a second thought. Like,
too slow, Joe.
I saw some sort of article where they're like, well, this is getting rid of toxic masculinity. This is a change that men need to have. And it's like, look, the same guys who were playing PS2 when the original God of War came out and you got to see digital boobies.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I get my life goes up.
Look, if you go in here, if you go back into this room, you can make them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, well, this is good. Okay, but the age range, and this is something that I've had a complaint about a lot of different things, is that they don't grow up. This is my issue with Nintendo.
Yeah.
As a whole company. Like, they don't grow up with their audience. And this is a game that has grown up with their audience. So, God of War 4 doesn't have all the fun, you know, I'm going to go slaughter people and...
Yeah, just... Oh, it wasn't... Yeah.
Find some chicks and...
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in the game. And there's... Or at least from what I saw, but I was watching it on YouTube. Maybe there is.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is because he's running around with his kid the entire time.
Yeah,
right. So I doubt he's... I doubt,
stay right here, son. Daddy's going to go take care of some business.
I know we just burnt mom's body and right. We're taking her ashes up the mountain, but...
We're going to go... I got some business I got to deal with real quick. We'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's none of that.
Yeah.
So, but that's a game that's grown up with the audience. And it makes sense because there's a lot of the same people who are playing the original playing this and they've got their own kids.
Yeah.
And so now it's a story about a dad and his son taking his dead wife's ashes up a mountain. And it's sad.
Yeah.
But it's good.
So is the gods and things like that attacking him in this one also? Like where it was kind of in the last one? Is it like the Norse pantheon like kind of attacking him? I don't really know the storyline all that
is,
well.
They don't. So the bigger gods, like say Thor, for example, he's mentioned.
Okay.
And we see results of Thor's actions on other people.
Yeah.
But we don't see him. They've actually toned it down quite a bit from, because by the time God of War 3 came around, you're just like, there's a god, I'm going to rip his head off. There's doing this. There's a god, I'm doing that.
But one thing about God of War is it always had like really, even like gameplay scenes where I remember, I think it was, I can't remember which God of War it was. It might have been, it's probably God of War 2 where I think you're going out on these giant horse statues or whatever. Just beautiful scenery that was actual gameplay or whatever that shows you. I mean, you're like, you know, millimeters tall that you can kind of barely see your character as he's running along and his camera's pulling back.
Yeah. Oh, no. But, I remember that horse scene. Yeah. That's God of War
2. Yeah.
That was when the first opening scenes, you're also fighting a statue, a giant statue.
Yeah.
And you're realizing the scope of what he's doing. Different gameplay altogether. This is laid out the way I would compare it is probably like
it's not the side scroll. I mean, it's not like it was a side scroller, but it was always that side view type.
You always had essentially a still camera, and your character moved, and then you would move screens, and it would change screens. But it was generally like a single screen at a time when you think about it. This one is set up more like
it's like third person view, just about, isn't it? Or?
Yeah, it's third person. Well, they've got the technology now to really pan the camera and change it.
Okay.
Whereas before, the reason why God of War looked so good was that they were really utilizing the limitations in a good way.
Yeah.
This one, they don't have those limitations. So I'm trying to think. Arkham City. It's when you think about it, it's laid out like an Arkham City. You have these different branching paths that you can go out and do at your own leisure.
Yeah.
and there are gods. You do fight not a god, but like a half god or whatever.
Okay.
And I can't remember his name, and it's an important character. but it's one of Thor's sons or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And you get, you, or is it Thor's son? No, I might be wrong. But anyway, you really only get one fight with a god.
Okay.
So it's So it's almost like back to basics with the first God of War, because you don't really fight other gods up until you actually get to the actual God of War. So this one, they're kind of, they've scaled it back. You're fighting kind of demon type creatures and dark elves and light elves and all this type of stuff and Draugr and all that stuff. But
okay.
But they've scaled it back to where it's not like you're just, first thing you're doing is running up to Zeus or Thor or you know, you're not just running up to a god and being like, I'm going to pound the crap out of you. They've cut down, there is a head that he has to cut off, but they reanimate the head. So custom guy. And the head character turns into like a third person in your group.
In your party?
Yeah. And you have this brilliant dialogue between, you know, Kratos, his kid, and the head.
Yeah.
And so it's a well-crafted story that, yeah, it grew up with the audience.
Yeah. That's really cool.
It's a great story. I do wish there was a bit more battle with actual gods, but what we get is like just a really good, solid father-son story.
That's cool.
So again, that's my headspace. Yeah.
Have you, not have you, but that was one thing I got to say, kind of switching back over to the Marvel thing, and I got something else I want to talk about also. Going back over to the Marvel, like that was one thing I really liked about Thor the Dark World is that they actually showed like dark elves, and that's like prevalent in like the Nordic mythology and all like this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the whole fact that they could like burst into like smoke and then like move and then come back to their corporeal form or whatever. That's actually kind of part of out of the like mythos and stuff. And then they kind of totally butcher it in Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is to what, Civil War is to Avengers.
Oh yeah.
Ragnarok is to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Because it's not a Thor movie.
No, I was actually surprised that the Guardians didn't show up in that one, or did they show up at it in one point in time?
There is a cutscene that didn't make it into the movie.
Yeah.
It's in a DVD extra, where the scene where Loki is Odin.
Yeah.
And we've got the actors portraying Thor and Loki.
Yeah.
One scene.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong scene. It's Hela is trying to get the dude to be the executioner. He's trying to execute this woman.
Okay, yeah.
And out of the crowd, you hear like, stop, hey, stop. And the crowd pulls apart and it's Yondu.
Oh, okay.
But it was just a joke scene.
No. Oh.
So, he's like, where's Kevin's office?
Yeah, there's a series that I've been in. There's a series I've been watching and there's a series that I've been reading. It's called The Last Kingdom. It's a really cool series. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it. But have you watched any of that History Channel series called The Vikings or Vikings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you current with that? Or like how far?
I'm current. Okay. Because this was the season that...
This is season 5 that they're on. I just actually just started the first half of season 5 just yesterday. And I was like, I got really excited.
After the Suns took over?
Yeah, after the Suns took over.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Suns are now officially, you know, because Ragnar is...
Ragnar, because it's the Sons of Ragnar is what the story actually is.
Yeah. And these are all like real people out of history, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not, but like Ragnar Lothbrok, and he had his sons, you know, Bjorn, Uber, Ivar, and blah, 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 except for like, I don't know why they made Ivar like an invalid to where he can't walk, like, cause he could walk. But anyways, it's kind of neat because there's another series that's on Netflix called The Last Kingdom. Well, I got into it. A buddy of mine gave me the book. I started reading the book and so I decided I'd watch the series as well. Like I watched the first season of it and I was like, okay, I've watched the first season. I'm not going to start the second season until I start the second book. Well, it's kind of like Game of Thrones where they've kind of like done their own thing where they do stick by the book quite well in the series, but they've kind of combined like the first season is like a combination of the first and second book.
Okay.
The cool thing about it is like I'm watching Vikings and I just started, like I said, episode 1 of season 5. And here they are showing this guy by the name of Guthrum and this guy by the name of Ivar and Uber and all like this. And it's like the characters that are actually in The Last Kingdom as well. Granted, like, I don't think that they're doing this on purpose and working together, but it's just so neat to see that these characters that play a main part in this, The Last Kingdom, because it's all, The Last Kingdom's all about,
Is Mercia and Wessex and England itself.
So we're getting the Mercia, England, the weirdness that's going on there. And then
With the Norsemen, the Danes. With the Danes coming over, because that's what they refer to them as, Danes. And it's really cool because it's basically told from this point of view of this guy by the name of Uber. And I can't remember if I talked about this last week on the show or not. And if I did, sorry, guys. But it's all from the point of view from this character by the name of Uber of I can't think of the Bedenborough or something like that.
Uber crop.
Yeah, right? Like, so, Uthred. God bless. But anyways, it's all out of his point of view, and it's like his tale. But he, but along the way, you know, you're hearing these characters of Ivar and Uber, and then you have Guthrum, and then there's another guy by the name of Svein that, you know, those are like the main leaders of the Danes that are attacking England at the time. And of course, you have Alfred, and even Alfred is introduced on Vikings season one, you know, and they had him like pegged the same way as what he is in the book, The Last Kingdom, where he's like real sickly and blah, blah, blah. It's I just like it whenever I see something, you know, those two series, even though they're both
two different universes, two different series, but the storylines are,
but the storylines are meeting up. And I'm kind of wondering, I was like, well, did the History Channel get a hold of Netflix? And they're like, hey, let's kind of like, I don't think that they are, but like, It's just neat to see that that's actually happening. I got kind of excited about it. Like, yeah,
that's really cool. I'll have to check it out, because I just started the new season of Westworld started up. So I was like, oh, I got to go reinstate my HBO Go and watch it. So
yeah, I was going to cancel mine also because, you know.
Have you watched season one?
No, I haven't. Dude, I'm all about – have you I love Silicon Valley. And I really like that show Crashing. I don't know if you've watched that one yet or not. Crashing is really good. And everybody keeps telling me to watch Westworld. I've seen like one or two episodes of it. Like, I found it interesting. It's not anything that reached out and grabbed me just yet. But I was the same way with Game of Thrones.
No, I know. I was the same way with Game of Thrones, too. This is one where you need to watch a good portion of it first.
Yeah.
To really get into it. And then you realize, oh, we're not telling the story chronologically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is going on, but because these characters, these robots don't age, we don't have a good scope of what time frame this is happening.
Oh, see, that's going to drive me nuts if that's the case. Like,
and if you like Westerns, then you get sort of the Western angle. If you're a sci-fi nut, and I am.
Yeah.
So it plays up to that. So I really ended up, I sort of watched it on a fluke. I was like, well, we're about to cancel HBO Go.
Yeah.
I've heard Westworld's pretty good. I've got a week left on it. I'll watch it. And I was like, oh, I'm hooked. So I watched the entire first season in about a week.
Yeah.
And then, like, I always try to come up with an excuse to get HBO Go. Cause again, I'm one of the cheapest people I know.
No, yeah, I'm right there with you.
You get HBO Go while your series that you want to watch is on, and then you cancel it when it's not on.
Yeah.
So you're not having to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. And Game of Thrones isn't going to be on for like another year and a half.
So, we still have another year of Game of Thrones. So Westworld came on, and then Hulu's got a deal right now where you can get HBO for 6 months for an additional like $4.95 a month
on your Hulu
subscription, which I couldn't get to work, and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to get HBO Go anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm paying for HBO Go as I'm doing it at full price. I don't care. I just want to watch. And it's cool to have just like movies that access to.
So. I've got mine through my Amazon account. I've got, like, I can go on my Amazon and like, I don't really have to like really rent anything now because unless it's a new movie that's not on any of the channels yet.
Have you watched The Tick yet on Amazon?
No, I haven't. I need to watch that.
It's okay. First, it's really short, so you don't have to worry about it. This isn't like you're going to – sorry. It's not like Westworld where you're going to have to get invested or Game of Thrones where you're investing. Yeah, that's an hour, but that's a long hour sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are like half-hour episodes. They've broken the first season up into two like mid-seasons or whatever.
Okay.
So it's a quick watch. But it's really good.
Awesome.
And I haven't seen the second half of the first season yet.
Boom.
But it's good, and it's like it's really well done. And they do it in sort of a realistic way.
Yeah.
But yet still have the charm of The Tick. It's still like you know, Spoon and that kind of stuff. Like, they haven't gotten to Spoon yet, but they're, you know, it's got that same kind of charm that the Tick had.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
But they did a really awesome job with that.
Well, cool. I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Go by www.audible.com/nerdylegion. I think is what it is. Or just go to nerdylegion.com. Click the Audible link. Go buy, this week's book. I'll tell you to check out The Last Kingdom. I've really enjoyed it. I'm on book two. I think it's a 10 book series. These authors like doing these really big series, which is fine because it gives me something to listen to for a while. So I know what book I'm going to be getting for the next, you know, eight more months.
Yeah.
8 more months. Like, I know what my book is going to be, the next book, until the next Dresden Files book comes out. But, with that, go by, do that. Yeah. Go by. If you didn't like the show today, or you don't like my voice, or you hate Adam, or you hate Steven, or you hate Michael, or you love us, drop us a line at gmail.com, or, well, good God, man, I'm blanking. My brain, you can tell I've been in the sun today.
I feel you.
The number 2BTShow@gmail.com. That's the number 2BTShow@gmail.com. Twitter is the same thing, except for just put a little at 2BTShow. With that, I'm David.
I'm Adam.
2BT, signing out. Fayo con Diaz.
Oh, jeez.
Good Lord. What? What made me this way? It is hot. It is hot.
So hot.
Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God. Oh. Something went wrong somewhere, or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, we got
him. Well, I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
I mean, well, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all, but that's, that, man, whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
All right. Oh, God. Oh. Dude, I like I don't read too well.
I don't know my words. I just like looking at the funny ones.
Right. Do you know your words? I don't know mine. You
get that whole alphabet thing confuses right? me. Oh,
just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
I don't know if this is fun for anybody listening to this. Oh, my God.
You gotta play to win, it,
man. I wanna make love to you, woman. I wanna lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp, burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah.
I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, God. It came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know if like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting. Be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go. Yeah. Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Yeah.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. How dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is. And
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba, the heebie-jeebies. Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, and Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Well,
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.